A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 12th chapter, verses 35 to 53. Stay dressed for action, and keep your lamps burning, and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast, so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at table, and he will come and serve them. If he comes in the second watch or in the third and finds them awake, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have left his house to be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Peter said, Lord, are you telling this parable for us or for all? And the Lord said, Who then is the faithful and wise manager whom his master will set over his household to give them their portion of food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find doing so when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions. But if that servant says to himself, My master is delayed in coming, and begins to beat male and female servants, and to eat and drink and get drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he does not know, and will cut him to pieces and put him with the unfaithful. And that servant who knew his master's will, but did not get ready or act according to his will receive a severe beating. But the one who did not know and did what deserved a beating will receive a light beating. Everyone to whom much was given, of him much will be required, and from him to whom they entrusted much, they will demand the more. I came to cast fire on earth, and would that it were already kindled. I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how great is my distress until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to give peace to earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. For from now on, in one house there will be five divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father and mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you in Christ Jesus. Amen. Jesus taught that good servants of God are to remain ready. Ready for what? Ready for whom? The Son of Man's coming. Now that may seem vague to some people, and perhaps it is vague. Who is the Son of Man? And what does that title mean? Has he come already, or is he still coming? If he hasn't come yet, the world has waited a really long time. What makes anyone sure that he's really coming? Or if he's already come, do we still have to remain ready? Or can we relax, eat, drink, and be merry, and ignore the rules and live like no one else? Or, if Jesus is the Son of Man and he has come once and plans to come again, as Christians believe, what does a life of readiness look like now as Christians wait for Jesus' return? You see, this text in Luke 12 gives everyone questions. Even Peter had questions when he first heard this teaching from Luke 12, from Jesus' teaching about readiness. Did you mean this for us, the disciples, or for everyone? Peter asked. It's only in the light of the gospel, by the Spirit, which helps us hear and believe everything Christ did in the gospel, that we are able to unpack and answer these questions. For example, the Son of Man was a title Jesus spoke of many times in reference to himself as the fulfillment of the promised Messiah mentioned in the Old Testament. And yes, the miraculous birth of Jesus recorded in Matthew and Luke bear witness to Jesus both as the Son of God and the Son of Man. Those titles belong to Christ Jesus, both God and man. He is born of the Virgin Mary and conceived by the Holy Spirit. He has come already as God's answer to the problem of sin, death, and evil. He doesn't demand that you be the Son of Man or the Son of God, but that through faith in believing in the gospel, that God gives you a new life to be sons of God, a new title for you, forgiven and holy and blameless before God, ready to spend eternity with God in the very heavenly places. He came once to accomplish his cross-bound mission, and then he departed from us, having gone to prepare a place for us. And since we are still sinners and need to be reminded of his coming, he exhorts us to stay dressed, stay clothed, keep lamps burning. Don't be caught taking advantage of others, but stay awake to God's law and the promises in his word, which save you from this evil world. Believe in Jesus Christ. Confess his name to the nations. Love your neighbor as yourself. Refrain from evil. And know that to such servants that Jesus finds awake when he comes again, he will serve personally, because he is both master and servant, your God and your friend. It delights God to come and find believers still believing, to serve them with personal fellowship, to eat and drink with them. And to those who know better and heard the warning but fell asleep, beware. You'll get what you had coming when you knew not the ways of the Lord, and perhaps even worse. Now, finally, if you're one who wonders if you've been awake or sleeping or somewhere in between, know this. The very hearing of these things now is for you. Repent and wake up. Realize God's grace is ready for you. And trust that as you continue to hear God's word like this, as you are doing, God still desires to keep you awake by serving you his word and his sacrament until he comes again for all eyes to behold. Until then, keep hearing, keep feasting, stay awake, relying on God's grace daily. And remember that the proper clothing for when Jesus comes is best summed up by your baptism. That is, the clothing of Christ's righteousness that covers all your sins. That's how you stay dressed and ready, my friend, not by works, but by faith. And such faith is active in love and in the readiness for Jesus, the Son of Man, to return. Amen. And now, by the grace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.